how do you handle security in a DevOps world? Just like with quality, security is absolutely vital, right? And with the advent of our CI/CD pipelines, we're able to take changes and ship them all the way out into production extremely quickly. So how do we maintain security? If you think about how we did that before, we would have all these manual checks. I mean, basically, we tried to tack on security after the fact, right? We would build our application, and when it's all done, we would have people go do security checks, do security audits, and try to figure it out, make sure everything is all secure before we actually deployed it. But just like with quality, the problem with this is it takes an extreme amount of time to be able to do something like that. You know, maybe weeks to do a full security audit and a security check. And again, if we're deploying our code every time we check in, or even if we're deploying our code once every 2 weeks, no one has the time for all of that extensive security checks. So how do we maintain security? So just like with quality, we have to shift left and put more of the onus of the security checks onto the hands of our developers. Where now, every time we check in code, part of the pull request, which is like a code review process, not only should we check and make sure, oh, our code does what we think it's supposed to do, but the security teams need to be part of this as well. So they're looking at the code, looking for security problems as well. The other thing that you can do is you can build security checks into your CI/CD pipelines as well. So during your build, you can do security scans to make sure you don't have creds in your, or you know, deployed in your source control system. Or maybe you can have security scans that looks for security holes or things like that. So security, still incredibly important, even more important than ever. But instead of tacking it on after the fact, you need to build it into your process for your devs and also into your CI/CD pipelines.